You know, I won't ask anyone if they got everything they wanted for Christmas, because I know somebody out there got a bottle of Old Spice or a Flying Fisherman lure kit. But I do hope your Christmas was filled with family and friends, good food, and at least a little time outdoors. My name is Roger Metz, and you are listening to a best of Woods and Water, South Carolina on 94.5 WGTK in Greenville. You can find out more about this show on social media, on Facebook at Facebook.com/WoodsAndWaterSC.com, on Instagram at #WoodsAndWaterSCRadio, and listen to any show that you might have missed on the podcast page of the website, WoodsAndWaterSC.com. You know, one of the really neat things about doing this show is meeting some really nice people. And on this show today, you're going to hear from a few from the professional bass fishing world. Andy Montgomery, Bassmaster Elite Series tournament fisherman, was out on Lake Hartwell last year when he heard his name on the radio on his brand new boat. So he called in, and we talked a little about the Classic, especially about the cold weather. And then we also had a run from 2014 and 2015 of bass fishing championships, one on our home lakes by our hometown anglers. And we talked to all four of them during the show back in May. So after Andy and I are finished, you're going to hear from the 2015 FLW Collegiate Championship team of Geddes Brandon and Patrick Walters from the Anglers of South Carolina, who didn't know that we were also going to be talking to the 2014 FLW Cup champ Anthony Gagliardi and the 2015 Bassmaster Classic champion Casey Ashley. I think I took them a little bit by surprise, and sometimes surprises do work out in the best way. That was a really good show. So a couple of these guys this year you're going to be able to see right here in South Carolina again. The FLW is coming to Lake Hartwell March the 17th through the 20th. All the launches will be held at Green Pond Landing. I believe on Thursday and Friday, the expos will be at the Walmarts there in Anderson. And there's some discussion right now as to whether the weigh-in for the weekend will be down at Anderson Civic Center. Make your plans to free up that weekend. Put it on your calendar now. Get over there. Meet some of these guys. They are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They love talking to fans, whether you are a rabid bass fisherman or not. And then the Bassmasters Elite Series is coming to Georgetown, Winya Bay, April the 7th through the 10th. So, like I said, if you're interested in bass fishing, you see these guys on TV, you want to meet them in person, make plans to go to one of these two events. Keep up with them on their Facebook pages. Keep up with them on the tour. Look at their standings. Watch the weigh-ins live. Something to get involved in. You never know where it's going to lead. So I hope you enjoy today's show. I'm taking a couple little time off to be with my family, get some time out in the woods, maybe out on the water. And I like, as always, I hope you had a great Christmas. And I'm not going to hold on. Hey, we got Andy Montgomery on the phone with us. Andy, why do I need to bring two helmets?
It's going to be cold. Guess one gets cold. You can leave one in the box to warm up, and then you swap back and forth.
Swap back and forth. Are you fishing today?
Yeah, I actually am. It's a pretty crazy story. I just got a new boat, new Nitro Z9. Just picked it up last week, and I've never had a radio in my boat.
Oh, wow.
So I'm idling into a little pocket, bored to death, and I see this button, you know, to turn the radio on. So I hit on, then I hit the seat button, and the first thing I hear is Andy Montgomery. I said, what's going on here? So started listening a little bit, and I heard you talking about cold weather and clothes and all that. That's the reason I sent you the text.
That is just bizarre. It sounds like it's a little windy out there right now.
It's bad, bad windy. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you fine.
I pulled in the back of a pocket. It's blowing about 72 in the back of this pocket.
My goodness gracious alive. Hey, I know y'all fished in a lot of wind, and they've called some wind days. Have you ever had a tournament call because of snow, ice, and rain?
I don't know. I think maybe at my FLW days, we did have one called off of Table Rock. But it's always just been a day, you know, never a whole tournament. So, yeah, one of the things we do is really watch the weather. When I went to sleep last night, it was still calling for sunny skies, you know, cold, but
right.
The first chance of precipitation was Sunday. So got up this morning, first thing I did was check the weather, and like going snow.
Hello.
Freezing rain and all that every day.
Every day. Every day we're on the water, it's going to be nasty.
Yeah. Ain't going to be no fun. Well, I guess it'll be fun in a way.
It'll be fun in a way. I'm gonna gut it out. This is just something I'm going to do. Wednesday, practice day. Going to be cold. How long are you going to stay out on the water?
I think we're supposed to stay out here till 3 o'clock. So, we'll just kind of play it. I'll probably stay till 3 o'clock. You know, the good thing about Wednesdays is typically we don't fish a lot. So, we're mostly just riding around all day. So,
okay. I'm looking forward to it. I got my draw, you know, the email from Bass and you being from Blacksburg, South Carolina. I mean, I grew up in Chester, so practically neighbors in South Carolina. And to start off the week and be in the boat with you is just, it's going to be good. I'm going to really enjoy it.
I hope it's good. I hope we don't freeze to death.
It's okay.
We'll be here.
It's what heated seats and all that are for on the way to ride home, right?
Yes, well, I ain't got that in my truck. I apologize for that. I'm still.
Oh, no.
I mean, you got to remember now, I am from Blacksburg, South Carolina, so I still got cloth seats and all that fancy stuff quite yet.
I'll confess here, the one I'm driving I originally bought for my wife. And it had all the heated seats and all that. And I got it for her, and she drove a little bit. She goes, I really don't like this. So that's why I have heated seats and all that. Or I'd be driving around on bare cloth seats myself.
Yeah. Now, my wife, she does have the heated seats, leather seats, and all that stuff.
That's right.
She's got all that.
Got to keep them happy.
Little old Andy, he drives around the cloth seats.
Yeah, well, the stains are memories, right?
That's right.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're out there riding around. It's cold and windy. What's your outlook for this week?
I still think there's going to be a lot of fish caught. I don't have a whole lot of experience on this lake. I spent a lot of time before the off limits here, and it just seems to me like the lake's fishing as good as it ever has. So, there's going to be a lot of fish caught, a lot of big weights. And typically, if it snows, you know, it's something to do with the barometric pressure and all, the fish really bite.
So, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Not good for me. I want it to be sunny, slick, bluebird, and really tough because, hopefully I know a few off-the-wall places to, go catch fish in tough conditions. But, if the conditions they're calling for, anybody could really go out there and catch them without doing anything in practice.
Just everything comes together at the right time for somebody.
Well, it's just the fish tend to school.
Okay.
They really feed. So, you could go in the right pocket and they'd be schooling in there and you can catch 20 pounds and 5 casts. And that's going to happen if it snows. Somebody's going to do it. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I wish it was sunny and slick and all that good stuff.
Well, don't we all?
For more than one reason,
that's exactly right.
There's some guys in this tournament that's looking forward to the tough conditions because they know, they know it's going to be a chance to get a big bag even if they have a bad breath.
You know, it's funny. I can get all the gear on and go stand in 12 degrees in the water with the wind blowing duck hunting, and it really doesn't bother me. But the few times I've been out in cold water fishing or bad weather, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah, I don't know what. You ain't even gonna get the fish.
I know.
Just ride and watch somebody fish.
And can't help. Can't do much talking.
Yeah. Well, you can talk, but I'm probably gonna have so many tow boxes on. I ain't gonna be able to hear you.
Pack my earplugs and converse with myself, huh?
Yeah. I ain't gonna be at normal. I just probably won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, I'll understand that. And I probably won't have much of interest to say anyway.
Yeah, you probably have so much over your mouth I wouldn't be able to hear you either.
That's exactly right. We'll communicate with hand signals.
Yeah.
Well, look, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to Wednesday. It'll be cold, but it'll be fun, and I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah. And what did you say the latest forecast was, like 3 to 5 inches?
Well, let's see if I can get back over here. Well, it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Clemson, South Carolina, 10-day. Let's see, it's changed again. All right. Monday p.m. snow, 1 to 3 inches. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers. Wednesday is going to be a high of 35, partly cloudy and windy. Thursday, sunny, high of 32. Friday, partly sunny, 37. Saturday, wintry mix to rain on Saturday and 46. Sunday, showers and 47.
Oh, this is lovely.
You want to hear the lows? You want to hear the lows?
No, I ain't really worried about the temperature. I'm just worried about the precipitation.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the only days you don't have precipitation are Thursday and Friday.
Right now.
Yeah, and like I said, it changed from when we first went on the air.
Yeah, and like I say, when I went to sleep last night, it wasn't coming to none of that. And I'm actually staying with David Kilgore, a friend of mine from Alabama.
Okay.
I'm staying with a friend of mine's house, whatever, Clay Louder from Sumter, South Carolina. He's got a house on the lake that he let us stay in. But anyway, I got up this morning. I said, dude, it's supposed to snow during the tournament.
No, it ain't supposed
to do that. So he looked at his weather, and it's still calling for sunny skies Friday and Saturday, and so that, and he updated his. So
well,
it's changing every day. And
it depends on who you look at. Weather's got one. Weather Underground's got another. AccuWeather's got a number. And that's really scary because they're spread all across the spectrum, which means nobody knows what it's going to do.
Yeah, we could have 12 inches.
12, 15 inches, you're right.
Some of our biggest, some of our biggest snowfalls are always in February.
You're right. You are exactly right, and this could be one of those sleepers.
Yeah.
What a week. What a week. Man, I appreciate you calling in. This is a surprise and a real treat, and I'll see you about 6 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
See you.
Bye. We have a couple of guys who finished off for what in South Carolina's history will probably never happen again. We've had two major bass fishing tournaments, the FLW Cup, the Bassmasters Classic, and then, would you believe it, we had the FLW College Bass Championships in Columbia, South Carolina, and it was won by another South Carolina team. And those guys are on with us today. We got Patrick Walters and Geddes Bannon from the Anglers at USC. Boys, how you doing today?
Roger, we are doing great. We are glad to be here. Glad to talk to you again, Roger. You know, last time we saw you, it was a little bit rainy out there on the, second last day. And we weren't really much in the mood to talk. Yeah, so we're here today. We'll talk a little bit.
Hey, while you were out there on the water, you had a job to do, and you did it very, very well. I enjoyed being out there. It rained on us, Thursday? It was kind of low clouds and a little bit of rain on Friday. And, you know, the sun didn't come out until Saturday, lunchtime or so?
It didn't. And, you had to go to a meeting in Columbia, I believe. And I looked over there. I was talking to Patrick about this earlier. Looked over there at you and said, Roger, I'm going to catch you fish before you leave. Sure enough, the next cast, ended up catching a fish. So that one ended up keeping. So I guess you're a little bit of good luck. I wish, I bet Pete Reese wished he had you on the second day of class.
I've had several people ask me about why, what was Skeet Reese, the whole Bassmasters Classic. I was such good luck on day one.
It should have reserved you.
Yeah, he should have reserved me. Of course, second and third day might have cost him something. I've talked to you guys. Well, I met Geddes last March of 2014 at the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. He's been on this show. He's helped me a tremendous amount with catching back up on bass fishing, both professionally and college. Been on the show, you've heard him here before, but we don't know much. I really don't much about either one of them as far as how they got started fishing or how they got into collegiate bass fishing. So take just a couple of minutes, Patrick, and tell me about how you got going, and then Geddes, you just pick up and take it after Patrick's done.
I really got started in about the eighth grade. I fished my first tournament actually on Lake Murray. It was the Fisherman Legacy Division on Lake Murray, and I went with a buddy of mine, and right after that tournament, I was hooked. I went home that same day, and I told my dad, like, we need to get into bass fishing.
Is that when you turned around and sold all your saltwater stuff?
Yes, sir. We sold our offshore boat and everything. We started out with a flat boat. We had a little inshore boat. We started with that.
Right.
And Then we slowly converged and we got a bass boat and went from there. And going through high school, we fished a lot of club tournaments, the Fishers of Men, the CBCs. And then a buddy of ours who used to be the coach of the fishing team, Brett Mitchell, brought the South Carolina fishing team to the Cooper River one time for like a little group event to help the guys on the team. And that's when I met him. I was a sophomore in high school. And right when I met him and we took him out, I knew that what I wanted to do. I wanted to take it to the next level and take the club tournament fishing that we always did, my dad and I, and, you know, fish in the college division. You know, it's just a dream I've always had.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, hang on. I got something I want to do here. So just hang on to the line just a second here. I got somebody that wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, we got Anthony Gagliardi on the phone with us. How are you, Anthony?
How's it going? Doing good.
Hey, Anthony, we got Geddes and Patrick from USC, and just figured it'd be really neat to have, you know, champions on this show. And hey, they, you know, we were texting the day out there on the water, and you told them to win by at least more than an ounce, and I think they did the job well, don't you?
They did. They took care of it a little better than I did. that was too close to call on my part. I didn't want them to have to go through that. I was hoping they'd just blow it away, and they did their part, that's for sure.
Guys, anything you want to say to Anthony?
We were cutting it close. I think we only won about one by a pound and a half. It was a little closer than I wanted it to.
A pound and a half, man, that's huge. That's huge.
Hey,
that's like 24 ounces.
The bad
24
thing
times
is
my margin.
They only had 4 feet.
Yeah, that was the thing, Anthony. Liberty only had 4 fish on the last day.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that.
Well, I mean,
that makes it tough. I've lost several tournaments because of having 4 fish on one of the 4 days. So that's a lot to overcome, and they definitely did it.
Well, Anthony, you started it all off on Murray and the class and the cup. And these guys finished it off, and I tell you, for Woods and Water South Carolina, this has just been an incredible year. I can't thank you guys enough for making it what it is, and then helping me out on the show. It's been great. And
I certainly enjoyed it on my part, on my end too. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
I think I can speak for both Patrick and I too. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a good ride. And we were fortunate enough to be able to hold it up on the college end after Anthony put the stakes pretty high for
it. He did. He sure did. Well, I mean, all three of you guys deserve it. We're gonna have a little something here on October, November side-ish, and we'll get back with you on that. But, look, congratulations to both of you. I appreciate both you, Anthony and Patrick and Geddes, for coming on. Y'all are good fishermen. What else can you say? Great fishermen.
I appreciate you having me. And I want to give a special congratulations to Geddes and Patrick. They did a great job, and I'm definitely proud of them. And they'll be in my shoes one day in the not too distant future. I feel pretty sure.
Hey, that's coming from a Clemson graduate too. We really appreciate that.
And you know what? You're going to be fishing the same waters here come August.
Yeah, right. That's true.
I called Anthony yesterday. I said, before we go to the Sportsbook Cup, I said, I need you to take me out to Lake Murray and treat me the worst you can as a boat. He said, there's two rules. He said, don't throw at the cover I'm throwing at, and don't try to cast in front of it.
That's
so
right.
We got to set up that date, and we'll be all right.
Anthony, I appreciate you working me in today. You have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
All right. Bye. I just thought you guys might appreciate that.
That's good. Thank you, Roger.
All right. Geddes, tell me a little bit about how you got going.
Well, I started bass fishing probably when I was in about the same time, probably 7th or 8th grade.
Okay.
I started fishing night tournaments, which are a little bit different than day tournaments. They do a completely different feel at night, but they eat a lot, and they, you know, it's a different time of fishing, which is a lot of time. I started out night fishing. Well, it's just a little bit different, but a lot of guys in Carolina did too. Andy Montgomery, Brian Thrift, a lot of those guys started out in Lake Wylie, Lake Norman area. Fishing kind of the same waters that I began fishing then.
Right.
And I got out there with a couple buddies from Gaffney. We have a big tournament trail that goes out on Friday nights. And just got really involved with it and started fishing with a few older people that knew a lot about fishing that were fortunate enough to, that I was fortunate enough to be able to garner some help from. And, you know, my dad passed away my freshman year, so I didn't have really too much to, I didn't have that family legacy, which a lot of people do in fishing, but there were a lot of great guys in Gaffney. A buddy of mine, Sean Wallace, in particular, that stepped up and really showed me what fishing was all about.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, look, on the college level, I mean, in a given season, these seasons are all jumbled up. I tried to keep track of which is which, and it just was beyond me. How many tournaments and how many, I guess, practice runs do y'all make during a given season? And how does schoolwork fit into all that?
I would say college tournaments, we fish at least about 6 a year. You know, mainly during the spring and the summer, one or two in the fall.
Okay.
And it's the weekend prior, we're usually pre-fishing. Sometimes the week before, depends on if we're at school or not. And I actually fish about 20-plus tournaments a year. So in between those tournaments, you got to fit in the club tournaments and all these locals, the CBC tournaments, you know, because I believe, you know, time on the water is key. And if you're constantly fishing, you know, you're constantly learning. And you're just staying in tune with the fish. And trying to fit school in there, it makes it tough. What I say is I do school Monday through Thursday,
okay.
All-nighters in the library, and then Thursday afternoon to Sunday, it's always on the water. And like Patrick said, being on the water is a lot of the key. But, you know, we do have a lot of tournaments during the spring and summer. That's probably our strongest time.
Okay.
And as we like to say, if we're fishing year-round, we're doing something right. So if we make it to the fall tournaments, we make it to the winter tournaments that are usually when the pros have a couple weeks off or, you know, or when we just have a couple weeks off or an invitational or a qualifier. So that means we made it the right way.
I got you. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Ken, you're listening to a best of show, because hopefully right now I might be in the woods, probably asleep. But let's go back to our conversation with Patrick and Geddes from the Anglesville USC, and as they talked to Casey Ashley, the 2015 Bassmaster Classic champion. How did y'all get into the college championships?
Well, we caught 6 fish over 2 days at Lake Chickamauga.
And that got you in,
first,
huh?
First, we capped that off with about 25 pounds. Actually, it was over 25 pounds at Lake Gunnersville. You know, that was probably the best bass fishing I've ever had in my career. And we were just really able to catch them there. But at Lake Chickamauga, I'll let Patrick fill you in on that. Once we did good at Gunnersville, we qualified. You know, we were feeling great. And at that point, we didn't know that the championship was going to be on Lake Murray until we got to Chickamauga.
Oh, wow.
And then they told us and they announced that we had that weight on our shoulders that, you know, we had to qualify. I mean, it was our home lake, and none of the Clemson teams had made it, and nobody else was. We were the only team left standing, and on the first day of the Chickamauga tournament, we caught 3 fish. You know, we thought we weren't going to make the cut. We were going home, and I think we were ending up sitting in 11th or something like that, and we had to make the top 10. And then we went and duplicated it again on the second day with another 3 fish, and we ended up finishing 9th. And not only was it a tough tournament, but this is kind of a good time to express my thanks, and I'm sure Patrick as well, to Todd, Patrick's dad, who's really stepped in and been a good catalyst in our college fishing career, I guess you could say, because he was looking at us at the ramp after the first day. He said, "Y'all better get out there and catch some fish tomorrow." So we, you know, He was kind of looking at us a little bit disappointed, like, all right, y'all need to get out there and catch tomorrow. And, you know, we brought in three more decent-sized fish, and every single fish counted, whether Patrick caught two, I caught one, or I caught two, Patrick caught one. It was one of those moments. I think I caught one that was about 3.5-4 pounds back in the back of the mat the second day. Patrick looked at me. It was Thursday. That was what made our top 15 cut. And Patrick looked at me. He said, "Hold on to it." Got braid on them. I turned the trolling motor on high, and we're cut through this mat. So we go through the mat.
Oh, wow.
We net this 4 pounder. We're like, all right, we only got three fish. This still ain't going to cut it. So we come in, and we literally skinned that tournament by the edge of our teeth. I mean, we came in ninth place. We needed to be in the top 10. But after we made that ninth place finish, we knew that if the fish were off bed at Lake Murray, we would be in good shape.
Well, it's obvious when you went into Lake Murray that y'all had a plan. And very simply, to me, the plan was hit about 20 or 25 spots, stay 10 minutes. If they weren't biting, move to the next one. If they bit, you stayed there until they didn't bite for 10 minutes, and then you moved. In a nutshell, is that pretty much what y'all did?
That was the plan. You know, originally thinking we were looking at the tournament and where the date set up at, we were really worried that it was going to be on the spawn. Like, they were going to be up, they were going to be on the bed. And when the fish are on the bed, it makes it, I wouldn't say fair, but, you know, anybody can go catch them is the thing.
Okay.
And we were hoping that they were going to be right on the herring spawn. And we know that when they're doing the herring spawn, you got to hit as many points as you possibly can. Because it's just a timing thing for when you pull up on a point, you're just going to luck up and you're going to load the boat. And it really evens out the field when there's a bed fishing tournament going on, because anybody can go around and see an 8 or 9 pounder on the bed,
right,
and pick it off and really really dampen someone that's on like a herring bite or some sort of bait bite. You know, we were fortunate enough to have a lineup where we had 20, like you said, we probably ran 25 spots a day, but we had over, I'd say, 100 spots to run through during practice to really figure out where the fish were. And, you know, some of the guys who were from out of town, they would have one or two spots that they would sit on.
And oh, yeah.
Wait for them to come up and bite.
Yeah.
Whereas me and Patrick were chasing them, knowing where they would bite with certain wind direction, certain water clarity, you know, certain water temperature, all the way down to the color of the bait. We knew what they were going to bite in each area.
Yeah, some of those guys, when they weighed in, they actually said, we sat there all day long, and then we knew about every 45 and sometimes 60 and sometimes more that school would come up, and they were waiting for that time, and that's when they caught their fish. And I look, from a spectator standpoint, I'm glad y'all were moving.
Hey, we were moving a lot. We probably made you sore sitting up and down putting on your life jacket.
It kept me from getting bored, let's put it that way.
Hey, you didn't have to throw that trolling motor down 1,000 times.
No, I did not. Although I did do a little bit of the front end job on the boat the FLW gave me. Oh, Marvin, he was actually my boat driver during the FLW Cup. And they gave him to me again for Friday and Saturday. So we already knew each other, had a good time. And, you know, Marvin's 60-something years old or so. I said,
well, Marvin said we're hitting all his spots. So we got to watch out for Marvin.
No, Marvin was waypointing all your spots. He's a good fellow. But I actually got up and had fun on the trolling motor a little bit. Been a long time since I've been up on the front of a bass boat, but I did. I had a great time doing it. Well, favorite moment. I mean, okay, besides being on stage, unseating Eastern Carolina University from first place, besides, you know, seeing Liberty with only four fish. Okay, everybody knows those are memories and moments that'll just last forever. What's during those 3 days, is there another moment for each of you that you'll carry just like that final weigh-in?
Yeah, I think you were there and you're present for the moment, but we were in the back of Bear Creek, and we had just a subpar day going on. I wouldn't say subpar. We were fishing about par that day. We had what we knew we needed to kind of keep us in contingency, but we didn't have anything to boost us up into second place. Well, Patrick throws a Vision 110 jerk bait out, and he twitched it a few times. He had already tried the same thing 3 or 4 or 5 times, So it wasn't like a first cast kind of deal.
Okay.
We knew that there were herring spawning on the particular structure we were fishing. But he hooked into the fish, and he kind of looked at me like he was home. And then he figured out, he was like, all right, I got a big one on. And you'll see a picture that Shane Durant's FLW took, and I think you might have got a picture of it as well.
I think I got the same one, yep.
Yeah, Patrick and I looked like we were Spartans out there fighting. I mean, I looked like I just, you know, you would have thought I caught the fish. But that's because I caught him in the net. Patrick hooked into that good one. He reeled it up, and it was about to come off, and you know, somehow I got him in the net. And we were definitely celebrating after that picture, and after that particular moment, we knew that you know, things were starting to look a little better for us.
Yeah, I think I remember that fish. That was one y'all worked a little bit for.
That was definitely, I'd say, the most clutch fish of the tournament we had.
All right, final weigh-in. Nobody knew what any... All right, I got to ask this. Patrick, you, Geddes, you were kind of just hanging out. You were leaning on the tent. You weren't. But Patrick, you were talking to the guys from Liberty. Did you know before you got up on stage they only had four fish?
It was hard to say because I talked to him once we checked in at the ramp, and I thought he told me they had five fish.
Okay.
And I was talking to him at the tank, and they said they had four good ones. And everybody checked everybody's fish, and they peeked in my bag, and I peeked in their bag, and they're like, yeah, we have four good ones. And they opened their bag for me, and the only fish I could see was
that last one
laying on top. Once I saw that, I got a little worried because he said that he had four good ones, and that when you only see one 7-pounder, it gets you a little worried. And you know, they told us you might think I'm always over there socializing, right? But I got something up my sleeve.
I know you got something up your sleeve. It's just
I'm
the way you go about it.
I knew what everybody had for got up there. I told Patrick, I said, as long as they don't somehow miraculously pull out a fifth fish, we're somehow going to pull this thing off. And talking to the Liberty guys, they kept telling me, it was really close. I told them, I said, I think y'all got it. They kept telling me, they were like, nah, y'all got five, y'all have us. It was too close for comfort. You know, Anthony said don't cut it close, but he was also, I think, out and out for Brent Ayler had also had five fish. So, four fish is cutting it way close enough.
Well, I watched, you know, when Liberty didn't pull that fourth fish out, Patrick was white-knuckling. Geddes, you had your hands up and kind of pushing your hat up. Your face was getting red, and I was like, Geddes is about ready to pass out.
I thought I was going to pass out. I had the first look at the scales of anybody on the skate besides Chris. And Chris did, and I saw the same view from when Kyle and Ethan from EKU were up there the time before.
Right.
As soon as that number changed, I knew what it was going to say. I just didn't know if it was going to be enough. So, you know, I was sitting there, and I was really stressed out. You know, like I said, I like to socialize. I like to talk. But when Chris Jones looked at me and said, what you got to say? I said, please, just wait.
You're pretty much direct to the point. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, let's get it over with. And he got it over with, and we brought it home.
You did, in fine fashion before, I mean – the crowd was kind of thin there for a little bit. Boy, I tell you, it filled in a hurry. A lot of people came from the baseball stadium, had a good crowd going, and boy, I tell you, once y'all took Eastern Kentucky out and were sitting on the hot seat, they were behind you. Man, it was great. It was a
unique experience to be at home and be able to do this. You know, both of our families, both of our girlfriends were there. Got to make sure to cover that face. you know,
you can say that again if you need to.
Yeah, we can mention that one again. But anyway, they were both there. You know, the whole state of South Carolina since the championship has just been very supportive of it. Patrick and I are actually fortunate enough to be going in this week to the South Carolina General Assembly to have a resolution for that particular day, just honoring Patrick and I at the South Carolina Senate and the South Carolina House. Which is going to be really neat. But a lot of people in the state of South Carolina have got behind us at this win, and it's just been absolutely awesome. And we can't thank them enough. And And quite honestly, I don't know if it would happen to the extent it has unless it was at like Murray State Plus.
Oh, I can assure you it wouldn't happen like that. I mean, home team, home lake, that's got a lot to do with it. Got about 2 minutes. We're going to break. Can y'all hang on through the break with me?
Yes, sir.
Of course.
Okay. Well, look, we got about 2 minutes to go here for the break. Tell me, I mean, y'all have been all over TV, radio, print. Tell me, just fill me in on a couple of the things that y'all been doing since the tournament was over.
Too many interviews. Well, I'll put it to you like this. When Patrick and I first started fishing together, I've worked in the marketing and advertising side of the outdoor industry for a little while, and I've done interviews and I've done things like that, and Patrick always told me, he said, I'll catch the fish, you just talk, you make sure they know and they hear what we both need to be saying on behalf of both of us.
Okay.
So about midway through the second or third day, Patrick looks at me and he caught a fish. He said, man, this fish is getting unathletic. I said, all right, I'm officially your media coach. That's the best line you've ever had. You better get up there and say that these fish are unathletic. So I got to give it to Patrick. He's taught me a lot as far as fishing goes. We've learned a lot from each other. We both have different styles. But I think he'll tell you he's gotten a lot better at the interview.
Well, that's good. Because if he doesn't, you will walk all over him. No. I noticed that out on the water, especially on Saturday when you had the TV cameraman with you, Patrick, catch one, Geddes to net it. Geddes been back there showing it to the cameraman, talking to the cameraman. Fish hadn't even gotten wet and alive. Well, Patrick's got another rod in his hand. He's already back fishing.
Well, you know what? That's funny. Patrick's up there, and he looked at the camera, and he said, well, you know, when you're on the road, you got to keep on fishing. We pulled up to the spot in John's Creek, and I made two key calls on a Lucky Craft crankbait, and the camera kind of was pointed up to me, and I had Patrick back there calls for once. So I said, hey, you know what? When you're on the road, you got to keep fishing.
Well, look, we're hitting up on this break. Y'all hang on. I'm going to come back and want to ask you about hot springs, experience on Lake Washita, and what the FLW is going to do for you guys. So just hang on through the break. We'll be back on the other side with more Woods and Water South Carolina. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We've got Patrick and Geddes from the Anglers at USC. And on the other phone line, we have, we won't call him the sandwich guy, but Casey Ashley, who won the Bassmasters Classic in between Anthony winning the Cup and these guys winning the College Bass Fishing Championships. Casey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, are you still in Oklahoma or have you crossed over into Texas yet?
I'm on Lake Fork as we speak.
Lake Fork as we speak. This is the first time you've been on Woods and Water. I want to welcome you. Thank you for calling in and being available to us. What do you think about these two?
Man, I tell you, it was a great year for South Carolina. I can tell you that. It was something else. You know, I actually fished the tournament that Anthony won.
That's right. You finished fourth, yeah.
If I couldn't win, they wouldn't a better person I could have picked to win it.
Casey, you fished FLW and BSS. Has there ever been a state that you can recall that's had both in the same year and then throw in a college championship to boot?
No. Like I said, it was a great year for South Carolina. I mean, that was something else. I mean, you can't hardly explain it. Especially, you just take it from the top. You take Anthony, the year that he had coming back and even making the Forestwood Cup,
yep.
And then to win it on top of that. You know, that just started the Cinderella story in itself.
And then we had you on Lake Hartwell, your home lake, on a bait your dad made for you.
Yeah, that was pretty special. You know, we caught him on that bait for years and years. I mean, since I was a kid.
Right.
I expected that bait to play, but I never thought you could win on it. And, you know, I was getting my stuff ready for the Classic, and I was, you know, real busy, and I called him up. I said, hey, now you're going to have to make me some Blade Runners. He did. When I picked him up, he jokingly said, you know, you're probably going to win the Classic on this. I never in a million years would have dreamed that, but that's how it played out.
And then you had another, and hey, Geddes is from Gaffney. Patrick, you're from Somerville, so you got another two. Even though they go to USC, they're still South Carolina natives, and they win the FLW College Championships, a threefer for South Carolina. It'd probably never be repeated in the history of bass fishing. At least let's hope not. Unless,
you know, it'll be hard for that to be repeated.
It will be impossible.
It'll be hard for it to be defeated, and I fortunately got to talk to Casey a couple times with the South Carolina Senate GOP on a couple things we've been working on. But, you know, we're still working our way up. We're nowhere at the caliber that Casey and Anthony are, and they're both good stewards of the sport. And, you know, we're excited to be even included in the same sentence or same phrase with them.
Hey, I tell you, you keep catching them like y'all been catching them. It won't be long.
It won't be long at all.
We appreciate it.
Casey, good luck on the Texas Bass Fest. And look, we're going to have a little South Carolina thing coming up here in October, November. I'll get back with you on that. We kind of get everybody together and maybe roast us a pig or something.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Casey, we still good on that?
Thanks. Go ahead, guys.
We still good on that?
Yeah, we still good on that.
All right. Good to
go. Casey, thanks, bud. Have fun.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, y'all been in some good company today, taking me out of the equation, of course. All right, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Now, for those that don't know, and I'm a master at this because I have attended one FLW Cup now. Patrick, you'll be fishing as the driver and the guy on the front of the boat. Geddes, you'll be fishing as the co-angler on the back of the boat. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
FLW is going to give you all a boat when you get there. It'll be wrapped with USC colors, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. They're giving it to us actually 30 days prior to the tournament, so we can get used to it, you know, get our hands on it.
Are y'all going up to pre-fish for the tournament during the pre-fish tournament? I mean, the pre-fish time?
Yes, we will. We'll probably end up going up together, and we'll end up practicing together out of that boat that they furnished for us. But, you know, as Patrick likes to say, he's going the next couple of years of college fishing, but eventually, most likely, going to jump to the pro circuit. He likes being in control of the boat, so he luckily got that draw pretty good. And I'll be in the back of the boat trying to fish behind Andy Morgan, Casey Ashland, Anthony Gagliardi, and those guys. And just trying to pick up a couple.
Sure. You just don't want to come out empty-handed, right?
Well, maybe I'll learn something.
You probably will. You'd be amazed how much you learn fish just watching those guys fish. And that's from me watching, you know, both Anthony and those guys on Lake Murray and the guys on Lake Hartwell. It's amazing what you just pick up just watching them. So I'm sure y'all learn a lot. FLW is bringing y'all up there. It's all paid for. How much of your family's going up with you?
All of them.
All of them.
It's going to be a big crew.
I'll be there, which is going to be really cool because I was going for Anthony anyway.
You know, I heard, I talked to Joe Oppenheimer with FLW, the public relations guy earlier, and he told me, he said, you're not going to believe this, but I've had numerous media outlets in South Carolina say they're coming up to the Cup just to root for y'all. I said, well, maybe Roger's in that mix. I hope he is.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
You follow me around because I need a big fish.
I'll follow. Well, now, wait a minute. Now you're asking me to split my allegiances here. Anthony, or you guys? I mean, I will follow you some. And of course, we'll see you every day. I'm up there and all. Are you getting any advice? I mean, have either one of you fished Lake Washita before?
Never been out there. You know, I've been to Arkansas multiple times. It's my first time I went to Arkansas, I was about 3 years old. Every time I went out there, it was for duck hunting.
Okay.
Wanted to go out there and go bass fishing, but we've duck hunted out there for 15-18 years now and never bass fished out there, so it's going to be something new.
I've
talked to Andy Montgomery and Anthony and a couple of the other professional guys that told me. They said, well, if the fish are deep, you'll be able to catch a few, but if they're shallow and you get behind Andy Morgan or you get behind somebody that's just shallow water specialist,
right?
You better count your cards and hope to pick up a couple.
Yeah.
So they're either going to be shallow and wolf pack, or they're going to be out deep. So we'll just wait and see what happens there. I know Anthony mentioned to me the other day that the last couple of tournaments FLW has had there, it's been one shallow. So we'll get to see closer time.
What do you want to bring home from the Classic?
$500,000.
Hey, there's nothing like having a plan.
You're right. Yeah, and I'm shooting for a minuscule $50,000, but you know, I definitely cannot complain about this this opportunity that FLW has given us. Like I said, it's been like I've been in a rocket and just shot out since we won. I mean, it's been crazy. You know, we're both really happy about the guaranteed paycheck too, but we won't get into that until after class. I mean, the cup. Hopefully, we'll win a little bit.
Well, we are going to drum up support for you guys between now and August like you have no clue.
We need all the support we can get. We want to get out there. We want to have a lot of people in South Carolina out there yelling for
us. That's it. We're going to put y'all's faces on the papers across the state. How's that?
Sounds perfect. Hey, we're ready for it.
Well, look, you got Woods and Water South Carolina behind you. Anytime you guys want.
Hey, you're on our jersey, too.
Do what now?
I said, you're on our jersey, too.
That's right.
We got you actually in front of us.
That's right. You have me in front of you. That's exactly right. And supposedly there's a jersey for me somewhere.
I think we'll be all right.
Is there a jersey for me somewhere?
Yes, there is, actually.
Well, look, we're going to be behind you. We're going to follow you. I'll be there with you. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
We appreciate you having us on today, Roger, and it's a pleasure as always.
Good enough, guys. Y'all have a good few weeks, months off, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Like I said, it's always fun talking to those guys, getting to know them on a more personal level, and always enjoy having them on the show. James Overstreet, who's been a Bassmaster photographer since 2006, has collected a few sayings that he's heard on the water, and I thought you might enjoy some of them. Bass fishing great Mike Iaconelli said, an eight-hour day seems like a long time, but it's not when you're confused. Rick Klun, sometimes when you take the road less traveled, you get lost. Kevin Short, I opened up the rod box to get the rod out, and it was empty. Keith Combs, I told my marshal at 1 o'clock, thank God I'm in the Classic, because I'm about to zero in on this sucker. And then probably some of the best ones are by Gerald Swindell, the G-Man, so to say. He's got some really good ones. He said, at this rate, I'm catching one fish for every 41 gallons of gas. I look like Stevie Wonder out there trying to play basketball. And another one from Gerald. If anyone wants to write a story on how to catch one fish and spend $9,000, then I'm the man to talk to. Them fish had me ready to fight Satan twice today. I'm doing what I do best. Just run around lost and let the wind drift me. And a final quote from the G-Man. I'm leaving out the name of the lake intentionally to protect the guilty. But he said, if I had a house on Lake X, I would burn it down and move back to Alabama. and I guess we'll give Chuck a rest today since Gerald did that for us. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. As always, make the time to get outside. Take the back roads when you can. Be prepared. And don't ever forget that camera. I'll talk to you next week. Maybe just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm